This is Soundside. I'm Libby Denkman. Back in 2020, Kenny Salvini was trying to map every street in Sumner. Salvini runs the Here and Now Project, whose mission is to connect and empower the paralysis community in the Pacific Northwest. He also uses a wheelchair.
You know, when the pandemic hit back in 2020, my wife was pregnant with our daughter, and we decided we're going to roll every street in our little town of Sumner here. And we went through every intersection. We were logging it on Strava to just kind of map out our entire city. And I was amazed at how many curb cuts we are missing just in our town.
Curb cuts or curb ramps are those indentations on sidewalks that provide a slope from the sidewalk to the street. You might see them at crosswalks or traffic lights, or you might not see them at all, which poses a challenge for the estimated 8% of Washingtonians who have some sort of mobility disability, according to the CDC.
Having a reliable wheelchair lets you get out in the world, but the minute you run into a 6-inch curb somewhere, that's where your independence pretty much gets cut short.
Counties and cities are required by law to ensure that sidewalks meet certain standards set by the Americans with Disabilities Act, or ADA. That includes providing adequate curb cuts. But much of the state lacks this critical infrastructure. Seattle Times transportation reporter David Croman recently looked into ADA compliance in 30 Washington cities and counties. In all of those jurisdictions, less than half of the roads and sidewalks complied with ADA standards. I spoke with David Croman about his reporting, and he started with Crystal Monteros' story. Crystal uses a wheelchair and was going to check out an apartment in Tacoma. That apartment was listed as accessible. David told me what happened next.
I mean, in short, she couldn't get there in the first place, sort of rendering the accessibility label as moot because she uses public transportation, and this apartment was off of a pretty busy 4-lane road near Tacoma and University Place. And so to get there from the bus stop, she was going to have to wheel herself there. But the problem was there was no sidewalks, and where there was a sidewalk, there was no ramp to get up or down. And so the fact that this apartment building was technically accessible didn't really matter because she couldn't get there in the first place.
Yeah, it really points to the fact that accessibility is a systemic issue for folks who need to get around. And we'll talk about that in a little bit. First, let's get some basic terminology out of the way. The Seattle Times did a review of sidewalks in cities and counties across Washington state. You were looking for whether they are in compliance with the Americans with Disabilities Act, or ADA. What are the requirements of the ADA, first off?
Well, I mean, when it comes to public spaces like roads and sidewalks, you know, basically the requirement is people with disabilities must be able to go basically everywhere where people without disabilities can go. And so, you know, there's a lot of infrastructure that you could apply that to. I was looking mostly at sidewalks and, you know, specifically curb ramps, which are the ramps that allow people on wheelchairs to get up onto and off of sidewalks. Not because that was the only issue you could find with sidewalks, but it was just sort of a perfect microcosm of the kind of larger issue at play here when it comes to public accessibility on sidewalks and the ADA.
And in general, the ADA sets requirements for public spaces, infrastructure, and businesses, right?
Yeah, that's right. It's a civil right for people with disabilities.
So when you looked at sidewalks across the state to see if they were ADA compliant, what did you find?
I mean, I found that the answer is no, they're not ADA compliant at all, which, you know, in some ways is not entirely surprising. I mean, if you walk on almost any sidewalk, you're going to see big cracks, roots growing up through the sidewalks, no curb ramps, or when there are curb ramps, you know, steep and bumpy curb ramps. But you know, there's one thing to sort of have anecdotal sense of something and another to actually look and see just how bad it is. And so, you know, I was able to do this because as part of the ADA, cities or counties with more than 50 employees are required to evaluate all of their public facilities and basically say how much of them are ADA compliant. And so really all it took on my part was to read these evaluations. And what we saw is I found no jurisdiction where even close to 50% of their sidewalks were ADA compliant, and most really there, it was something like 3/4 were out of compliance.
Wow.
And you know, in unincorporated King County, for example, 90% of all curb ramps were not ADA compliant. And so, this isn't just nibbling around the edges. I mean, this is a broad section of sidewalks across the state are not up to compliance with the ADA.
Obviously, there's going to be differences from place to place. And you mentioned that unincorporated King County had a shocking number of curb ramps that weren't in compliance. Were there any other trends that you saw when it came to different parts of the state or rural versus urban jurisdictions?
Yeah, I mean, I think some cities in kind of more heavily developed or growing areas are going to have a little bit better compliance because, you know, if a developer builds a new apartment building and are replacing the sidewalks, they have to bring it up to code. And so a lot of, you know, in slightly newer cities and maybe in town centers where there has been some new development, those are going to be more ADA compliant. Whereas when you go to cities that are older or haven't seen as much growth lately or just don't see as much development in general, those are going to be a lot, are going to have a lot more issues. And so that's where we see that pretty massive number in unincorporated King County, just because, you know, unlike Seattle, there's just not the same level of private development that might kind of improve some of these public facilities.
Was it just that the curb cuts or the ramps were not present, or was it also that there were problems with these ramps that made them useless?
It's both. In a lot of, well, I mean, to start, there's a lot of places that just don't have sidewalks at all, which is technically not actually an ADA violation because that is seen as an issue for everybody equally, and so therefore is not necessarily afoul of the ADA because it doesn't target people with disabilities specifically. But then when you look at curb ramps, yeah, a lot of sidewalks just don't have them at all, which of course is a problem. And then, you know, where we were focusing is really even on the locations where there are curb ramps, and just that at the time they were built, there wasn't the sort of regulation around them. And so there are, you know, steep, or they have big gaps, or there's no room at the top for someone in a wheelchair to turn left or right. And so just basically, even though they're there, make it pretty impossible for people in a wheelchair to use them.
Somebody checked it off their list, but didn't think about the actual functionality of them, which is really unfortunate. David, you spoke with officials responsible for ensuring sidewalks are ADA accessible. What did they say about fixing these problems?
Yeah, I mean, almost unanimously, they said, yes, we understand this is an issue. I think local city officials were kind of willing to acknowledge that because they understood that this is such a widespread problem. This isn't like just one city that you can point out that has not brought their sidewalks up to code. The issue, though, is despite this being a federal regulation, it's really the onus to do something about it falls almost entirely on local cities and counties. So, you know, the Road Services Division in King County has about $100 million budget, and they have $500 million in sidewalk upgrades to do. So you're talking the entire budget of this department for 5 years running just to fix sidewalks. And so, and you can multiply that across cities and counties across the state. And so what you hear from city officials is, yes, we understand it's a problem. And in fact, we have done the analysis to show it's a problem, but there's just zero path for us without federal or state help to really do anything about it unless we spend literally every dollar in our entire budget to do so.
You would hope that for somebody with mobility challenges, they would be able to, say, write a letter to their local government or file a complaint somewhere saying, hey, there's no curb cut on this sidewalk, or this curb cut is inappropriate. It's too steep. It doesn't work for a wheelchair or an accessibility assistant device. And there would be change that would come from that. But what I'm learning from your story is largely this comes down to litigation. Why is that? And how does that work?
If you were a person in a wheelchair and had a curb ramp outside your apartment that maybe was giving you some issues, you know, that's not to say that you couldn't get the attention of the Public Works Department and that they wouldn't necessarily do something about it. But when it comes to systemic issues here, and you know, I mean, if you're a person in a wheelchair, it would be great if you could just leave your house and not think about exactly where you needed to go and which curb ramps were compliant and which weren't. So when it comes to actually sort of broad-based oversight of fixing this problem, yeah, you're right. There's no, you know, the state really doesn't play any role sort of ensuring that this happens. There's no ADA police or ADA auditors really at the federal level. And so really the only time we see cities or counties forced into making changes is, as you said, if somebody sues. That's what happened in Seattle in 2015. A group of wheelchair users sued the city of Seattle saying its curb ramps were not up to code. And there was a settlement in federal court. And so the city of Seattle is one of very few cities in Washington and really in the country that has been mandated to fix a certain number of curb ramps per year. But when you go out to smaller cities or unincorporated parts of the county, there just isn't that level of, you know, legal organization or money or resources to put behind sort of a class action lawsuit, basically, to force that change. And so for the most part in the state, there's just not a lot of leverage to force these places to make the changes that they need to.
I can think of a few places in Seattle where there is a curb cut that is appropriately sized and it goes to this small section of sidewalk, but then the sidewalk goes nowhere. And, you know, the infrastructure might exist, but it doesn't connect, as we talked about before, to a larger system that allows people to effectively get from point A to point B. How prevalent are problems like this?
Yeah, I think that's a good point, which is that the curb ramp is in some ways more of a symbol of a larger problem than the problem itself. I mean, obviously, curb ramps are a problem, but, you know, in Seattle alone, you know, there's like a third of the city that just doesn't have sidewalks at all. So you can put a curb ramp there and be ADA compliant. But it, as you said, it doesn't matter if the sidewalk doesn't go anywhere, especially in North Seattle. This has been written about plenty, that there just are no sidewalks. And then we hear a lot about issues with trees kind of uprooting sidewalks, but no one really taking responsibility for fixing that. Issues with pedestrian signals. So yes, the curb ramp is one problem, but if you were to take even one further step back out, there's a whole host of larger problems when it comes to sidewalk accessibility. And, you know, unfortunately, I think it's more the norm than the exception, that especially for people with disabilities and mobility issues, they're difficult to cross and to use.
So you talked about the litigation, the 2015 lawsuit that is forcing Seattle to look at its curb ramps. Is there anywhere else in the state that is making gains in this area in providing more accessible infrastructure?
Yeah, I mean, well, so Bremerton is interestingly one of few places where there's actually a dedicated funding source for ADA improvements. It's not very much compared to the problem, but it exists. The thing is, so there is money available and a lot more money this year from the state for pedestrian and bicycle projects because of a massive transportation package that was passed last session. And so there is more money for these sorts of projects. The problem, local officials will tell you, is that's for a wide range of things. So ADA is part of it, but it's not specifically for ADA compliance. So I think we're seeing more spending on accessibility and more spending on pedestrian infrastructure, but we're not seeing, absent a lawsuit like in Seattle, we're not seeing significantly larger amounts of spending specifically to bring the sidewalks up to ADA compliance.
I just think about the ways that it impacts folks in their everyday lives when they rely on accessibility infrastructure and it's not there. Is there any a final thought you want to leave us with when it comes to this issue?
The ADA was passed in 1990, and it says that if you are a person with disabilities, you shall not be denied the access to, you know, basic necessities and everyday needs that those of us without disabilities often take for granted. And so this sidewalk problem is massive and one I think that's hard for people to wrap their heads around. But, you know, at the end of the day, the federal government is saying this is not right. This is not how it should be. And so despite the fact that it's a huge problem, people's civil rights are being violated every day as a result. And I don't know what the solution is exactly, but, you know, one would think that that local officials should be motivated to find that solution.
Yeah. And let's not even get started on sound transit and escalators and the continued yeah. issues that folks face in accessibility on all kinds of public infrastructure.
Yeah.
David Croman, great reporting, really vital accountability reporting in the Seattle Times. The story is titled Washington Faces an Epidemic of Inaccessible Sidewalks. Read it in the Seattle Times. And David Croman is always on top of these issues. We really appreciate your reporting today, David.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Thanks for listening to Soundside. Don't forget you can listen live on KUOW 94.9 FM Seattle at noon and 8 p.m. Monday through Thursday, or anytime online at KUOW.org or on your favorite podcast app.